Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Bruce Westfield. Welcome to the Grind Workshop Podcast. Hey, everyone. It's good to be back for season two of Grind Workshop Podcast, where you are motivated and inspired to be the best version of yourself. My name is Dr. Bruce Westfield, and I'm here today to usher us into a new season where we talk about different topics about life, about transition, about things that affect us each and every day. And hopefully, I can provide some perspective, some guidance that will help you to acknowledge different parts of your life or things that you may have a hard time accepting, or maybe there's something that just sparks or just clicks for you. My goal is to help you with that, and it helps you to be a better version of yourself. So I hope you guys are ready. Buckle up. We're going to get started. I have my coffee. For those who don't know, every episode that I do, I always have a cup of coffee, and I want this to be as if you and I are having a conversation, as if you're standing or sitting in front of me. And as I have my coffee and I take a sip, I want it to feel as if I'm in your living room and you have your coffee. So do yourself a favor, grab yourself a coffee, some tea. We're going to go ahead and get started. Let's buckle down and let's get this thing going. For those of you who are looking to find out where this podcast is being broadcast, I have a couple different places you can look. Some people are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. And here's a new one. We are currently on Audible and Amazon platform. I'm honored to be a part of the new and growing community of podcasting. So if you are ever finding that you need to go somewhere else and find my podcast and it's not available on the platform that you go to, you can look at those lists and I'm sure you'll be able to find me, all right? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get a sip of coffee and then we're going to jump right on in. Wow, I enjoy a good cup of coffee. Sometimes I can sit down at a table, a desk, or I can sit in my car and I can just smell the aroma of coffee and really enjoy every sip because I know it's coming from a good place. I know that the company went through a nice process to refine each and every coffee bean, and they always tell you where it comes from. You know, if you want to know where your stuff comes from, look at the back of the label. It's everywhere you want to, everything you want to know that's in it. And if you don't trust that, then look it up online. Look up every word so that way you can have a good understanding of how coffee is made. It's a really, really refreshing taste. Okay. So today, I want to talk about in our first conversation on season two. It's something that I've had an opportunity to talk with on seven organizations and they've appreciated it. And I want to bring it to you on a national front because I feel like it's necessary. I believe it's something that we all need to talk about it. And what I want to talk about is coping with uncertainty during difficult times, because it seems like during difficult times, people fall into this place of being stagnant. They have this fear that overcomes them. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they talk about it, but it doesn't erase what they may be feeling or erase what they may be thinking. Because understand this, we are all different. And because we are all different, we must understand that we process things differently. We understand things differently. That's how misunderstandings happen. Misunderstandings happen because we come into things or conversations with our own thoughts, our own values, our own morals and things that we bring to the table. And the moment that something doesn't sound familiar, it can create division. It can create obstacles. It can create difficulty in conversations. And even with this pandemic, with COVID-19, you know, people, there's information out there. You have two sides, people who believe that you don't need to take the vaccine or people who do need to take it. I'm not going to have that discussion today. But I am saying that the global pandemic has created a time where people feel uncertain. And people are looking to find out what they need to do. So, what is it that you need to do? Number one, we need to recognize that there is a difference between change and transition. That's right. Change and transition. You see, change is an external event or a situation that happens to us. That would be considered a global pandemic. A transition is the process that we go through in order to adjust to changes in our lives. So that would mean the things that you focus on, where you put your focus on in that transition, not the change. So I want to break this down in the best way I can. In the middle of the transition, there are three parts. We have the ending, we have the neutral zone, and then we have the new beginning. The change is going to happen regardless of what is happening inward on the inside of us. The transition, we control that whole process. We can delay a transition if we don't want it, but it doesn't mean that you're going to prevent the inevitable. Eventually, the hard truth is going to hit you regardless of whatever is happening. And it's going to be more and more painful the longer it takes you to embrace it. Now, let's talk about that ending. The ending in the first part of a transition, it means that you must acknowledge that you're in the process of losing something. So with the pandemic, what have we lost as a result of this whole global pandemic, this change, this shift? Well, some people feel like they've lost their freedom. Some feel like they have lost their voice, or they feel like they have lost their privileges as a human being of being able to just feel like they can go outside or have a normal life. But I would say the ending for a lot of people is just not having access to a normal society that we're all used to. But I would say it's a mentality, you know, a mentality of knowing that you can't go back to what used to be. I'm acknowledging that as a loss, you know, because a lot of the changes that happen, it impacts the way that we operate. It impacts the way that we go about our daily life. So what used to be yesterday, we're acknowledging that that's not the same as today, and we're going into a new season. Now, the neutral zone, and I would give you a great example. Sometimes when I'm driving my car, I'm driving in the drive mode. And sometimes I'm not paying attention and I recognize that my car is starting to slow down. And I'm looking around and saying, what's happening to my car? Well, for some reason, I accidentally shifted the gear to neutral. Neutral means that I'm starting to slow down. I'm starting to process. I'm starting to figure out what's happening to me. I'm starting to figure out what's going on around me. How am I feeling? I'm doing check-ins with myself. I'm having conversations in the mirror, measuring what's going on. What's different about me than yesterday? How is this happening to me? What's happening to me as a result of all the changes that are happening? Am I becoming a shell of myself? Am I improving? Am I getting better? Or do I feel like I'm losing myself? Those are questions that we all have to ask ourselves when we are acknowledging that we are losing something in the midst of a transition during a change. It's the neutral zone that is important, because if you do not take the time to get yourself to that place where you can ask yourself those questions, you won't embrace the new beginning. Because in the new beginning, how many of you know you can be in the new beginning and be miserable? You can be in a new beginning and be sad because you are still stuck in what used to be. And the next few months, 2021 has already begun. 2021 is underway. Some of you are still in 2020 trying to figure out what are you going to do with your life. Life's not waiting for you. In fact, it's not even going to give you a notification that it's already begun. It's already started. You need to get in the car and get going. You need to go ahead and shift down to the drive gear and start asking yourself the deep, tough questions. Because during these times, there are things you can be doing to cope with the uncertainty that you may feel in the months ahead. Because the new beginning is going to happen regardless if you are on track or if you're not. So now we have to prepare our mind and we have to get sharp again so we can take 2021 by the head and we can tell it where to go. We shift the direction on where it's supposed to go, not 2021 telling us where to go, okay? Now, we've talked about the transition period. We talked about the ending, the neutral zone, the new beginning. Now, I want to talk about why people resist it. Why do you feel people resist change? Why do people resist taking that time in the midst of a transition to move forward? Well, I want to give you a few reasons. Number one, people prefer being familiar with something that they're used to, or people fear taking risk. They don't know what's next. You know, it's like going blindfolded, going down the hallway. You hope that you'll be able to touch a doorknob or something that you're familiar to, but you don't know what you're going to run into. And that's what this is about. Some of us are going into 2021 with a blindfold on. Yes, there are a lot of uncertainties. Yes, there are a lot of things that you don't know. But that's okay. You don't have to have all the information. You don't have to have all the knowledge, all the wisdom to do something in 2021. But what you can do is you can stop being afraid. And being afraid means, I'm not saying that being afraid is a bad thing, because there are some people who have really good legitimate questions regarding situations and protocols on what do I do in this situation. I don't consider that fear. I consider that being cautious. I consider that being responsible. But the people who choose to do nothing, that is the fear I'm talking about. Some of us, we just lack being, you know, taking that initiative, or we have very passive personalities. We have to get past that. We have to learn to get active. We have to learn to get out of our comfort zone and get into the zone. Sometimes it takes doing something that you never thought you'd be doing. Sometimes it just takes that first step, getting out there and just jumping and building your wings along the way. Just like a bird for the first time when it's about to fly. They jump and sometimes they fall, they fail. But eventually what they do is when they jump, maybe the third time, they soar. Their wings are spreaded out and they're just taking the course. They're flying around the sky and they are allowing everything that is in the sky to come to them because they took the risk and they're flying now. That's us in 2021. This is the year. This is the time for you to get down, buckle up. If you've been planning to write that book, what's stopping you from writing that book? This is the perfect time to do it. How beautiful of a time would it be to tell people in the future about the experiences that you've had during this time or this season in your life where things seem to be uncertain, but yet you are able to pull it out? That's what happened in World War I, World War II. That's what happened during those uncertain times. We have people who are able now to educate us and tell us their story, their side of the story. And many of those people have died, but that's okay. They wrote it in books, And we have the privilege of being able to rent books, listen to audiobooks, and hear from educated people or even veterans or people who are considered heroes, and to hear their side on what happened. But what matters is, what are you going to do now? It's your turn. Tag. You're it. Let's do it. So I want to talk about a few things that you can do to get yourself through this season, this time where uncertainty seems like it's unbearable. Number one, get a routine. Get a routine, that's right. Getting a routine helps someone build confidence. So let's say you wake up at 6 in the morning. What are you doing at 6 in the morning? Well, some people like to read. They like to pray when they wake up in the morning. They like to read, whether that is their Bible or if it's a book. It's some time where they are doing some personal development, and I consider it a time where you are being restored. Because when you take the time to do reflection or to do something that's adding value to you, you're restoring your brain. You're restoring your mind every day. You're preparing yourself mentally for the next obstacle or the next thing that's going to happen to you in that day. So those who are restored each and every day, they're not easily broken. So when you take that time in the morning to restore your mind, to renew your mind, to get those fresh thoughts, to let go of yesterday, you are setting yourself up for a great routine. So after you do that, the next thing you do is, do you eat? Or are you getting yourself ready, putting your clothes on, and you're getting in your car and you're listening to some music that's helping you to get relaxed? Or are you listening to an audiobook? That's your choice. And then you touch down in the office. And you know what your schedule is going to be in the office. You're sticking to taking those 15-minute breaks. You're taking your 30-hour lunch break, and you're getting away from the monotony of the day or the mundane tasks that you're doing, because some people, they take breaks at their desk. And that's not really a break. A break means you're getting away from the things that you're doing regularly, and you're allowing yourself to take a mental break from something else. You're doing something else. Maybe you're taking a walk for an hour, 30 minutes on your lunch break, getting your exercise in, getting your steps in with your Fitbit, and then you come back and you're refreshed, and then you can finish the rest of your day and leave at 5 o'clock, and then you're getting ready to get in that traffic again, but that's okay because you've been prepared for the traffic. The traffic's not bothering you. You get home and you make dinner. Whether that's for yourself or that's for your kids. But guess what? The routine is helping other people get the best version of you. When you're not doing a routine or you're not in a routine, everybody's getting the scraps. The work, your job, they're getting the best of you. But even they're not getting the best of you if you don't have a routine. So get that routine. A routine distracts you from all of the stuff that's happening what would probably bring you down, if we're being honest. And it helps you to keep your mind sharp, keep your mind focused. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep our mind sharp and keep it focused on things that are going to keep us productive, that are going to keep us moving in the right direction. Okay? Number two, we talked about it, having a workout plan. Now, I know I could definitely work out. You know, I could probably do something better. And what I'm embracing now is stretching. I'm embracing stretching routines now because what used to be tight on my body is not tight now. I'm starting to become more flexible, and I'm putting more emphasis when I'm stretching on my breathing, because breathing is an essential part of relaxing your mind, relaxing your body, and relaxing your muscles and every part of you that seems to be tense. Because uncertain times can create tension in your mind, your body, and your mind. So let's not forget that during uncertain times, you have to not only get a routine, but you have to figure out another way to get sharp, but also you have to learn to relax. Everything is not meant to break you. In fact, sometimes the greatest obstacles are meant to help us break through. And we just need to go along with the course. So if we just stick to the plan, if we stick to staying on the course, we will be where we want to be. You will be where you want to be. Don't forget that. Embrace it. If you do the things that are necessary, if you restore your mind every day, nothing will break you. It doesn't matter what comes at you, if a big rock comes at you, if a big club of people come at you, even if the most devastating news comes at you, you will not be broken. Why? Because you're built differently. You're preparing yourself for battle. I hope that today this information was helpful. And the goal was not to tell you what to do. It was to provide you with some options, to provide you with some hope, to provide you with some information that I believe that would really help you to turn 2021 into exactly what you want it to be. But only you know what that is. No one else can tell you that. Only you know what that is. So, keep striving, keep building, keep doing what it is that you need to do. If you're looking for me and you're looking to find me, my website is www.brucewestfield.com. Let me say that again, www.brucewestfield.com. On my social media handles, that's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's at Bruce Westfield. I'm on Clubhouse. I'm going to get on there and start doing some sessions on there as well. It's a great platform to be a part of. If you are on Telegram, you can find me on Telegram. My Telegram handle is at Dr. Bruce Westfield. Okay? Let me say it again. It's at Dr. Bruce Westfield. That's right. It was an honor and privilege to be with you today. I hope that you put these things in place to help you to get yourself on track and stay on track. I look forward to adding value to you each and every week. I'll see you next time.